Thunder Wave.
Hello, everyone. My name is Garrett.
And my name is Maria.
And you're here on Let's Talk in English. Thank you so much for joining us. Let's look back at this previous week, this last week of lessons, starting off with our trend lesson.
And the title of that trend lesson was, What Do You Collect? And we talked about the different fun things that people will collect, such as little dolls, toys, and special cards.
Yes, you can choose one thing to collect and then collect many different types of it. All those things together are called your collection.
And then moving on, we had a talk about it lesson. The title was A Ride to Work. Well, one character had a coworker who gave her a ride to work, and then she didn't want to be late. Do you remember that story?
Yeah, it is nice when someone gives you a ride to work, especially if you don't have a car. But when you're working together with someone else, problems can come up.
Problems can come up, and then you have to solve them. Well, we also traveled to a beautiful city in Thailand called Chiang Mai.
Yeah, when most people think of Thailand, they might think of the great big city of Bangkok or some of the islands around Thailand. But the city of Chiang Mai is large and also popular with tourists.
It is. We talked about the different places that you can visit, like Sticky Waterfall. That sounds like a fun and beautiful place to go to.
Ooh, and I still want to see those elephants. Well, friends, we'll talk about those lessons as we review today. Let's start off by watching them one more time.
I'm talking about collections today on my podcast. Do you collect anything, Ken?
Yes, I do. I'm quite proud of my collection. I collect Yu-Gi-Oh cards.
Fun! That's a very popular game. How many cards do you have?
I have several thousand.
Wow. Do you have any rare cards?
A few, but I'm always looking for more.
Do you trade cards with your friends?
Yes, people need different cards, so we trade them with one another.
That's fun.
It is. I get quite a few different cards that way.
Please show me sometime.
Sure. Do you collect anything?
I collect small dolls and toys. I often show my collection on Instagram.
Thanks for coming with me to the thrift store, Zach.
Sure, Emily. I like thrift stores. It's fun to shop in them. What are you looking for?
I'm looking for vintage clothes. I like to mix new things and old things.
That's a fun way to dress.
It is. And I collect vintage jewelry, so I'm always looking for that.
Thrift stores are a good place to look for those things.
I know.
I'm always looking for old comics. I collect them.
A thrift store can be a good place to find those. How many do you have?
I have several hundred.
Really? Wow. Do you read them a lot?
No, I don't want to tear the pages.
Are some of them pretty valuable?
Yes, but some are worth only a little.
Would you ever sell any of them?
I might, for the right price.
It's Wednesday morning. Grace is waiting outside her apartment building for her coworker Nathan. They live in the same building. Nathan comes out the door and walks up to Grace.
Thanks again for the ride to work.
No problem,
Nathan answers.
We work in the same office.
And we like the same music. Whose turn is it to choose today?
Nathan laughs.
Mine. And I want pop music.
On their way to the car, Nathan yawns.
Late night?
Grace asks.
Yes, I stayed up late watching a movie.
Grace frowns.
You'll be sleepy at work.
Nathan nods.
I know. I need coffee, so let's stop and get some.
We'll be late.
I'll be fast. I need coffee to survive today.
Grace is worried. She doesn't like to be late to work. When they get to the car, Nathan unlocks it.
Don't worry, Grace. I'll just run in. I'll be really fast.
Grace looks at her phone.
It's almost 9 o'clock. We're going to be late. They'll take money from our pay.
Nathan responds.
It's okay. We don't do this often. Our boss will understand.
Grace frowns and checks the time again. They'll be late if Nathan goes to get coffee. What should Grace do?
Hello, Milo. I need your opinion.
Okay. About what?
Should I go to Thailand?
Sure. Where in Thailand?
Chiang Mai. It's the largest city in northern Thailand.
What can you do there?
I can eat delicious Thai food. And I can take a cooking class and learn to prepare some dishes myself.
Then you can come back and cook some for me.
And because I love elephants, I could also visit the Elephant Nature Park.
What's that?
It's a home for rescued elephants. You can watch them eat, play, and splash in the water.
Sounds fun!
And of course, I'd visit the markets and buy some souvenirs. I love to do that when traveling.
Me too. But don't forget to bargain, or you'll pay too much.
Hello, Bella. Nice to see you again. Are you back from a trip?
Yes, I just spent 3 weeks in Chiang Mai.
Fun. That's such an interesting city. There's so much history there.
That's not surprising, since the city is over 700 years old.
Did you climb the sticky waterfall?
Yes, it was easy to climb, and we had a picnic at the top. We hiked around Salana National Park, too.
I've heard that the birds are amazing there.
They are!
Tell me more about the city's history.
Well, you can see the old city walls and a moat. They used to protect the city.
Nice!
It's fun to explore the narrow streets and small shops in the old city. We rented bikes and rode around, too.
I'm sure the markets were great.
Yes. The Sunday Walking Street is Chiang Mai's biggest market. It runs on Sundays from 4 p.m. to midnight.
And how was the street food there?
It was delicious.
Ooh, I did love that collection lesson. There are so many fun things to collect. Maria, we talked about some of the things that we have collected.
We did. I used to collect butterflies. I loved butterflies, and some friends also gave me more to add to my collection. What did you collect, Garrett?
Well, I have collected a lot of things, from stamps to coins from other countries. Let's talk about some other popular things to collect. Some people collect what are called sneakers. Those are shoes that you often wear while playing sports. But people collect a lot of them.
Yes, and some people collect expensive ones. Also, people will collect buttons or pins. I still collect buttons. I have a collection of big and small buttons.
Yeah, buttons help you put your clothes together. My shirt has a lot of buttons, and you can collect them if they look nice. Let's go on to our talk about it lesson. Let's talk about the words cause and effect. If a cause happens, an effect will happen because of it. Let's talk about what I mean. Here's our first cause. Nathan stayed up late. What would the effect be if that happened?
When he gets up in the morning, he will be tired and sleepy.
Okay, here's another cause. Nathan goes to buy coffee.
Ooh, well, many effects can come from this. In our story, we learned that if he goes to buy coffee, then they will be late to work.
Right. The other effect will be he'll be a little more awake. Here's another cause. Grace gets really angry.
The effect could be that Nathan gets angry too, and maybe they start to argue.
Maybe they won't go to work together anymore. Let's finish up with our travel lesson and fill in some blanks. Here's our first sentence. Chiang Mai is the largest city in Thailand.
The answer to that is Northern. It's the largest city in Northern Thailand. Here's the next sentence. Don't forget to at the market or you'll pay too much.
Ah, it's something you have to do with the person selling things. Don't forget to bargain. Let's do one more sentence. Betty wants to take a cooking class and learn to Thai food herself.
The answer is prepare. Betty wants to take a cooking class and learn to prepare Thai food herself.
All right, friends, let's take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Let's talk in English.
Welcome back, everyone. Those were some great lessons we had this week. It sure would be fun to prepare Thai food.
It would be fun to do that. We had a lot of great lessons. We learned many things from them. We also had a lot of fun features. So let's go now and watch them.
Hello, everyone. I'm Teacher Linda.
And I mix it up, Mikey. I have a crazy name, and I play a crazy game.
Yeah, you mix up letters in words.
That's right. And you try to guess those words.
Okay, we'll try. Today, we're talking about collecting things.
Yeah, it's a fun hobby. Some people collect soti.
Soti? What is that?
S-O-T-Y? It's a mixed up word. So, what can the letters S-O-T-Y spell?
Oh, I know. Some people collect toys.
That's right. Some people collect slodl.
S-L-O-D-L? Oh, that's right. Some people collect dolls.
Yeah, people that collect things often detar them with others.
D-E-T-A-R? Are you sure?
Yes, I give you something and you give me something.
Oh, people trade items with others.
Exactly. Some items are very rare.
E-R-A-R?
Yes, they are special and hard to find.
Oh, some items are very rare.
You guessed it. Good job.
How about you, Mikey? Do you collect anything?
Yes, I collect soda cans.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah, I'm very ropud of my collection.
Ropud? R-O-P-U-D?
Yes, very ropud.
Oh, you're very proud of your collection.
Yes.
Do you have a special can that is very rare?
Yes, the one you're drinking from.
Oops. Oh, sorry.
Yeah, me too.
Hi, friends. I'm Gabe. Welcome to Gabe's Game. Okay, were you listening to today's conversation? I know you were, so let's see how well you do. Ready? Here we go. Here's question number one. What kind of clothes is Emily looking for? A, vintage clothes. B, sports clothes. C, fancy clothes. Or D, winter clothes. Is she looking for winter clothes in March? I hope you said A, vintage clothes. Emily likes mixing old and new things. It's pretty cool. Now for question number two. How many comics does Zach have? A, several dozen. B, several hundred. C, just a few. Or D, thousands. I think I only have several dozen comics, but what about Zach? If you said B, several hundred, you are right. That's a pretty big collection. And finally, question number three. True or false? Emily only buys jewelry at thrift stores. Emily only buys jewelry at thrift stores? Did you say false? Great job! She looks for jewelry and vintage clothes. Well, that's all from me today. Thanks for playing Gabe's Game. See you next time.
Hi, friends. It's me, Billy. Billy Builder. I hear that there is a sentence we need to build together. Oh. Late to be Nathan is going. Here it is. But this sounds wrong. Late to be Nathan is going? No, no, no. We need to build this better. Let's find someone doing something. How about Nathan? Great. Okay. What is Nathan doing? Let's try going. Great. Nathan is going. We need to add more. How about to be? Good. Nathan is going to be. Now this looks like a sentence, but we need a word to tell us about Nathan. What is he going to be? Late. Very good. Nathan is going to be late. That is a good sentence. You did a good job. Oh, wait. I am going to be late, too. I need to build another sentence. Bye, friends. See you next time.
Aww. Where do we check in our luggages?
I'm not sure. We need to ask for information.
I wish we could find some help.
Wish? I heard a grammar wish. Grammar Fairy, we need your help. The airport is so confusing. Can you help us find information about it?
You can't get good information without good grammar. I'm here to make your grammar wish come true.
Did I make a grammar mistake?
You both did. But that's okay. I'm here to help. Luggage is a group word. So even if you have two or more suitcases, you don't add S. You should ask, where do we check in our luggage?
Where do we check in our luggage?
Great job. And you can't count information. So don't add F. You should say, I need to ask for information.
I need to ask for information.
Great. Now you have good grammar and you can get good information.
Grammar Fairy, I wish you could give us airport information.
I don't do information wishes, just grammar wishes. Got to go.
We should take our luggage to the help desk. Maybe they can give us information. Where's the help desk?
Over there.
Good.
Greetings, friends. My name is Dr. Idiom. I want to help people understand the strange and unusual idioms that you find in the English language. Are you ready? Great. Let's see who our caller is today.
Oh, hi, Dr. Idiom. My name is Mei Li.
Hi, Mei Li. Welcome to the program.
My best friend is studying in Japan and sent me an email. In the email, she wrote that she felt like a fish out of water. I'm not sure what that phrase means. Is being a fish out of water a good or bad thing? Let me know. Thanks.
That's another fun animal idiom. Think of a fish. It lives in the water. But what if the fish is out of the water? It struggles. It feels very uncomfortable. It does not belong there. That's what this idiom means. If you say, I feel like a fish out of water, you mean you feel uncomfortable or out of place in a situation. For example, maybe you go to a party where everyone is dancing, but you don't know how to dance. You can say, I feel like a fish out of water. This is an old idiom. Everyone knew what fish were. They knew that fish live in a very different place to humans. Let's try a short sentence together. When I lived in Japan, I didn't understand anything. I felt like a fish out of water. Hopefully, with time and patience, you can get used to your new situation or place. Keep on swimming, friends. Bye for now.
All right, friends, we're at the end of our show now. Hey, Maria, can you give me a ride to work tomorrow?
We'll talk about that later.
Okay. Well, friends, hopefully you enjoyed our lessons this week. We'll be back again on Monday with a whole new week of lessons right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.